Welcome back to the Passion and Persistence Podcast. I'm your host, Elena Mitchell, and this podcast is dedicated to reminding you that with passion and persistence, anything is possible. So let's push through this together.
Hey, hey, welcome back to the Passion and Persistence Podcast. You might know, but if you don't, I'll tell you again. I'm your host, Elena Mitchell, and I am so happy that you're here. So this podcast is dedicated to reminding you that with passion and persistence, anything is possible. And there's so much that goes into being persistent, because when we have these big dreams and goals, sometimes they can seem unattainable. And the persistence really is key, but how do you stay persistent? That is the question. Sorry, my phone was just going off as I was saying that, but we're going to keep rolling. We're going to keep it fluid and authentic. So it's been a long work day. I'm recording this podcast at the end of a Tuesday. After many meetings and many projects, I had a lot on my mind that I wanted to share with you, and I had to take the time to make it happen, or I never would have done it. Sometimes you just have to jump and act on those impulses. I really want to talk a lot about the visions that we all get in our mind of who we could become if we really tried. We all have ideas of how we could optimize our life too, how we can fix our daily routines, cut out certain things. And could it be that these two are related? These ideas and visions in our mind of who we could be, and then these tugs at our heart of how we need to change our life in small ways. The person you keep envisioning is real and attainable. I have to remind myself of that every single day, because sometimes it seems so far off to who I am in this moment. And the things you know you need to change in life that you keep putting off are the roadmap to find the future you. The thing is, though, it's really hard because we're stuck in this human shell with this human brain that seems a little bit broken sometimes, if we're being quite honest. It's important to take control of this ship. And to do that, it really is about programming your brain to operate in the right ways. And to do that, we have to set up routines. To get to the next level of self, you first have to peel back yourself to the roots of who you are and what makes you feel at peace, comfortable, and safe. Whatever those things are, that's your base that you need to build new routines on top of. So for me, it's having a clean and organized and safe space, like my home, my room, and even myself as a vessel. I consider that a space, a safe space that I like to keep clean, whether it be my mind, body, or spirit. I clean it daily. So that's my base that I use to build other routines on top of. The key is to not add too many routines at once. And let's admit the fact that we're all human. We can't always keep up with routines, especially when craziness of life happens. But pushing yourself to stay accountable to those routines is really the key to that long-term, bigger vision of self. So the key is to not add too much to the routines at once, because then you're going to set yourself up for failure. We have to remember this is a human brain we're working with, and we have to train it properly. We have to put the right programming in place to keep it running smoothly. That's how I like to think of myself and my brain, because my soul is so different from what it's operating through. Anyway, so habit stacking is a great way to create routines that will lead you to success. And you might be wondering, what is habit stacking? Well, to habit stack, you first identify a current habit you already have and you do each day, and then you stack new behaviors on top of it. So for me, a daily habit I already have is I'm kind of OCD. I like to clean and organize each and every day and make sure everything's in its place. And once that's completed, I know I can stack a new habit on top of that to create a new routine or expectation daily in my mind. So listening to the Bible app while I clean is a great habit to stack on top of the cleaning routine, and then giving myself a prayer time after that. Once the new stacked habit becomes part of my day-to-day routine, I can stack another habit on top of that, like a daily workout after the prayer. See where I'm going here? Again, it's important not to stack too fast because you're going to drop the load. You don't want to set yourself up for failure. You want to every day make yourself feel like a winner, like you just succeeded at those routines. So do this slowly. Get yourself confident before you add in new habits. Slow and steady wins the race. you'll begin to create new habits and you'll learn the trick of stacking those habits as time goes on. You have to hold yourself accountable to this. Maybe even get an accountability partner and a friend or family member and say, hey, do you want to create new routines for our day to day? Let's do this together. Let's hold each other accountable and let's practice habit stacking. It's a fun thing to connect you with somebody else as well. Another thing to keep in mind here is routines, new routines especially, create new pathways in our brain. So our brain is looking for an operating system. It's looking for a path to follow every day. And if you don't give it an outline path, it's going to continue following the paths it's already carved out, our usual habits, which usually aren't that healthy because we're not in the driver's seat until we awaken in life. And so our brain took the driver's seat before we awakened and created all these habits and routines that didn't really serve our highest self. It was just operating on memory. It was just operating, giving itself something to follow because we didn't give it a roadmap to follow ourselves. So now as we're awakening in life, we can set the roadmap up a little bit better. Get what I'm saying? So the new routines create new pathways in our brain. Science actually proves this. Even taking a new path on your daily walk lights up new pathways in your brain. And setting new routines in your life will more than likely inspire new ways of thinking, new ideas for business, new passions that you might want to explore. And all of that will lead you to your next level of self. So it all really comes back to that root of routine. Through the mundane, seemingly boring routines, we also learn discipline. Hebrews 12:11 actually says, "No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it." Think about that for a minute. Righteousness and peace. Those are two things we all really want in life. So if creating the right routines and habits gives us discipline, which leads to righteousness and peace, we should all be trying to attain that in some form or another. And I can attest to that. It really does make me feel really peaceful to accomplish my routines and to feel safe and comfortable in the spaces that I'm creating with those routines. So I personally just moved into a new house since the house fire. For those of you that don't know, had a house fire probably like 4 months ago now. I was in an Airbnb for about a month and then we finally moved into a new house about 3 months ago. So things were kind of hectic and everything was a mess with the moving chaos, the house fire chaos, and just getting new routines in place was a little bit stressful at first, I have to admit. And I felt like I took like 30 steps backwards in life because I had to readjust in so many different areas of life. And I'm just getting back to my routines that made me feel safe, secure, peaceful, and even righteous. Don't beat yourself up. We're all human. Routines take time. Slow and steady does win the race, but routines are really, really important. So I'll go through some of my daily routines just to inspire you and how to create routines for your life. One of my daily routines when I wake up is I love to start with reading the Bible. Starting with prayer, gratitude is really important for the mind, body, and soul in so many ways. And just to take account of all the blessings you have in life, set your mood for the day. So I start using the Bible app. I read scripture that actually guides you through all the steps of the scripture, then the prayer, things to reflect on. So it's really, really cool and helpful. And if my schedule's kind of packed, I can stack that on top of other things I have to do in the morning, whether it be my skincare or makeup routine or cleaning the house before I sit down at my desk, right? So the Bible app is one of my daily parts of my routine. Another thing that I cannot skip on in my daily routines is skincare and self-care and stretches, clearing my mind out. All of those things are really important to set my tone for the day. And it, like I said earlier, my body and mind is like my home. And so I love to clear it out, organize thoughts, keep it moving accordingly through stretching, things like that. So those are things I can't skip on through my routines, or my day doesn't go accordingly. Like my day just always feels off a little bit if I don't do those things. Those things make me feel, like I said, at peace and comfortable and safe. So that's that. I just wanted to remind you how important routines are in so many ways, and how those new routines that you're going to set for yourself are going to lead you to the next level of who you're meant to be. Because like I said in the beginning of this episode, we all have ideas and visions in our head of who we could be one day, of those big dreams. And it seems really scary when they flash through our mind, because it's like, who, me? I could never. I'm nowhere near that level, you know? But to get to that level, it all starts at the roots of your routine. Some other things I've been adding into my journey lately. Now we'll talk a little bit more personally. I'll let you in on my boring life. Is dating in 2023. So most of you probably know I'm a single parent. I have been since my son was baby. And I kind of got used to that. I have to admit, I was engaged when my son was about 2 years old. Someone proposed to me, and it just didn't feel right. I called it off, and I won't go too much into that, but I stayed single for a long time after that, until my son was about 5 or 6. And then I dated my recent ex, who it's now been a year and a half since him and I have broke up. And that time just flew by. And I'm realizing I'm getting older. My son's getting older. I want a family. I want somebody to be a good role model for my son. I want a partner to share life with and success and to grow with and evolve and bounce ideas off of. Like, I'm just ready for that in so many ways. So I threw my hat back in the dating ring, and it's been scary. I have to admit, dating as an adult is interesting, because we all have baggage and things that we are kind of jaded from, I guess. So it's important to remind yourself new experiences are waiting, and they don't always have to be bad experiences that we're used to. I tend to play out scenarios in my head, like for with dating, for instance, of all the things I've already been through with it and how it failed. And so it seems kind of unimportant or not worth it to throw my hat back in that ring if I continue playing that track in my mind of the experiences I've already been through. So it's important to play new tracks in your mind of what could be, and it should be on a more positive note, hopefully. So I've been doing that, and you know, it's been scary, because it's scary for everybody to put themselves out there, to talk about your past again, to get to know somebody, to open up. It's awkward. It's weird. Nobody wants to do it. We're all grown and have been through so much, and it's hard to teach someone else about us when we're so deep in the game. So I've been on a dating app called Hinge. I heard great reviews about it. It's usually for people that are looking for more committed long-term relationships. And it was overwhelming at first, but found a few people that sparked my interest. And I went on a date with one guy probably like almost a month ago now. And it was horrible. Nothing against the guy. It just wasn't a good match. And we were able to figure that out quickly and learn from it and move on. One thing I have to say, and I'm probably really weird for this, I love to ask for feedback from the guy. And I won't say that as if I have a lot of experience with this. I'm just the type in business too. I love to ask for feedback from clients. Feedback is everything to me, even if it's negative, because I learn from it, and I also use it as fuel. So after the date, we both knew it was a bad date. It got awkward. It was weird. I left. I was feeling a little down and out about it. Like, what's wrong with me? Why can't I find somebody that clicks with me, you know? And I ended up asking the guy for feedback, and we were able to discuss it really maturely, like adults, thankfully. And I was able to give him some feedback. He gave me some feedback, and we can learn from it. And we have to remind ourselves as adults in the dating world, we could fall in love with anyone we choose to. Now it's about who are we willing to sacrifice for or learn with or grow with? And you're not going to figure that out until you test the waters and figure it out. So I don't have enough experience with relationships in general or dating to understand what my type is. And as I've been looking through, you know, profiles on the dating app or going on this one recent date or even my recent ex, who was a year and a half ago now, I'm able to just now in my 30s learn what my type is or what's going to work in my life, what to look for, what to ask a person. I didn't know those things. So I have to go through this experience to figure it out, you know? And it was scary at first. I was ready to give up on it after that first bad date. But God kept reminding me there's better out there and I have to go through these things to figure out exactly what it is that I want, because he gives us the free will in life to pick and choose our partners and to pick and choose our path. And he wants us to choose wisely. We're not able to choose wisely without the knowledge, and we get the knowledge through the experience. So that's all I have to say on that. Dating in your 30s is tricky, but don't give up hope. That's all I have to say about that. And I think it's important to be okay with being yourself and be okay with it not working out with somebody else, because it's just an indicator that that wasn't the right person for your path. And that should always be okay, right? So be true to who you are. I tend to hide my dorkiness or my weird quirks from people, especially on a date, for instance. And trying to hide it probably makes me seem more weird, inauthentic, and then it's not going to click because I'm not being me. So I just want to remind you, because I have to remind myself of this often, it's okay if people don't like the real you. The right people are going to be attracted to the real you, and the right people are the people that are going to lead you to the next level of self. And the wrong people aren't going to be attracted to you. And that's not even just in a relationship sense, even friends or in business. The wrong people are going to be repelled by you, and you have to be okay with that and actually thankful for it, because those aren't the people for your path. They're not going to propel you or lead you to the next level of self. And so just be okay with that. I have to, like I said, remind myself of that very often. So that's all my rambling for today. Everything from routines to dating to being your weird self. I hope it helped. It was really helpful for me to get all that off my chest. So thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in, as always. The next episodes that we have are interviews with some really special guests. And I am so, so excited to release those. They'll probably be released this week or next week, tentatively. So make sure that you're subscribed so that you get the notification when those episodes are launched. I'm definitely working towards a more consistent schedule with this podcast. As you know, this is more of just a passion project for me. I love to inspire and share thoughts and ideas. And so that's why I show up on this podcast. But I want to put more focus on consistency with it, really putting more effort into letting this message reach more people. And with that being said, I would love it if you shared this podcast with your friends or family, shared it on your social media story, tag us online at Passion and Persistence, because the more that you share it, the more ears this will reach. And my ultimate goal is not to become some huge podcaster with a million listeners or downloads. My goal is just to inspire and remind people of their power and purpose in this world. And obviously remind you that with passion and persistence, anything is possible. So I know the right ears will hear this at the right time, and I can't thank you enough for tuning in. With that being said, until next time, make sure you have passion and persistence with everything that you do, and we'll push through this together. Talk to you soon.